It's 87 degrees and mostly sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Clarksville's leaders have finally agreed on a city budget for the fiscal year that began last week. The biggest hurdle to agreeing on a spending plan was deciding how much property taxes would increase and deciding how to cut funding to various departments and programs in order to make a lower tax rate hike work. Clarksville Now reports the city council voted last night to approve a 9-cent increase, much lower than the mayor's initial proposal. Typically, Pell Grants help college students from low-income families pay for a 4-year degree, but a new state program will expand that access, allowing students to use them for short-term training. Qualifying programs will need to run 8 to 12 weeks, lead to a recognized credential, align with high-demand or high-wage occupations, and have a record of high job placement rates for graduates. The programs have to be on an approved list. The state is calling on colleges and universities to apply. The Workforce Pell Program is a partnership between the Tennessee Higher Education Commission and the Tennessee Department of Labor and Workforce. It's Burger Week in Nashville. Over the past year, Chef Chris Colley's viral burger reviews have made him an authority on the subject. He names East Nashville's Dream Burger as the city's best burgers.
Smash patties, Martin's potato roll. He smashes his onions directly into the patty like an Oklahoma style. So a little bit unique there. And then his sauce is ridiculous. Smoked tomatoes, German mustard, and a bunch of secret spices that he would not share with me.
But for Burger Week, ultimately, you decide. 60 restaurants are offering $8 burgers until this Sunday, and you get to vote on the best. You can hear our full stories on Colley's quest for the best burgers in Nashville at 5:44. You can find all of our stories at WPLN.org. You'll always find local news there. You can also find us on the NPR app under local headlines. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.